The main celebration, with almost non-stop singing and dancing, did not begin till the heat of the day had passed, and it continued thereafter from late afternoon to sunrise for 21 days. The flutes were played throughout this time, day and night, and the women who had danced first did so again from time to time. The rhythms for the dancing were provided not by garamut, though there were two such drums in the house, but by kundu drums and by choruses sung by the dancers themselves. The entertainment on that first afternoon was provided by the village in which the house Tambaran was situated, that is, Torambit 2. Young and old were dressed for the occasion. Many were in traditional headdresses made from feathers. The procession of dancers and singers moved round and around the house and the walk. The song they sang had 150 verses and took about 12 hours to sing. The dancers did not dance continuously, however. They would perform for 15 or 20 minutes, then take a break, sitting, standing, or talking with friends and relatives. The forms of decoration, or bilas, worn on the occasion included shells, coins, seeds, feathers, flowers, and leaves. Some people also improvised using the ring pulls from beer cans and the caps from beer bottles. The most common headbands worn by the men were made of cuscus fur, a reminder of the days when these were worn only by those who had killed a man in battle, defending the village and its people. At about 5 o'clock in the afternoon on the first day, the cry went up that the dancers from Torambit 3 had arrived, and those from Torambit 2 went out to meet this new group on the river bank. Everyone danced together for a while, first pretending that they were enemies and trying to chase each other away, before moving to the dancing ground together. The dancers from Torambit 3 were beautifully dressed, with darkened skins and matching headdresses made from the feathers of the muruk, or cassowary. The curved teeth, worn as decoration by many of the men, were pig's tusks, and the dancing continued throughout the night.